I was reading Haley Atwell's Twitter, and I was reading ABC. They may stick around for another season, season three. Mm. I'm okay with that. She just needs to get out of Los Angeles, because I'm not feeling that whole Los Angeles setting. She needs to get back to New York, and she needs to start establishing S.H.I.E.L.D., start rolling over that transition, because what they're about to do is they're about to... If she doesn't come back for another season, they're going to retire her character in Civil War, because there is a funeral scene, and it's Peggy Carter's funeral scene in there. Because after Peggy Carter goes, it's going to be Agent 13, Sharon Carter, who's going to be Captain America's love interest. Something else I read that was really disconcerting, since we're on Marvel, is in Civil War, they're talking about killing off characters, which I pray to God is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, if you take Chris Evans, Captain America, out, I'm going to be pissed about it. Two, I would be slightly okay about it because we all know Bucky eventually becomes Captain America like he does in the comic books. But when Avengers Infinity War comes out, Chris Evans better be there. I don't care if he's a Force ghost. I don't care if he's a Spectre. He needs to be in that movie. They're going to have 64 characters total in Infinity War.
In the movie?
In the movie. 64 heroes.
Hmm.
All together. But we know that the Infinity Stone from Guardians of the Galaxy will be featured in there.
Mm-hmm.
James Gunn said that he's not going to cross over the Guardians with the Avengers. At all. He was like, yeah, they found one of the stones, but that's the Avengers' concern. It's not the Guardians' concern anymore. And I was like, that's completely purpose defeating.
Yeah, why would you put the stone in the movie and not tie it in with the actual other movies? Like, that's I don't know, that's not making sense. Did he say why he was going to do that?
He wanted the Guardians to have their own adventures, their own situations. And he was like, well, that's what the Avengers are for. They're supposed to fight off Thanos and things like that. I was like, but wait a minute, Gamora is Thanos' daughter. Nebula is Thanos' daughter. There's all these connections that lead back to the Avengers. They share a common enemy. Why would they not team up? And who wouldn't want to see Star-Lord with Captain America, with Iron Man? That would be a great... The dialogue there would be great. Like Rocket with the Winter Soldier, like, I need that guy's arm.
I hope this isn't the first mistake that Marvel makes. So far...
They haven't made any.
They haven't made any.
Look at Deadpool. Deadpool is a huge, huge success.
So
they only had three superheroes in that one.
And two of them X-Men. And maybe because it was so successful, they're in space. You can do a lot of things with that because you can basically go wherever you want to go. You can create whatever you want to create. Mm-hmm. Create if you want to, you know, stray away from the comics. You know, why,
there's wiggle room for
that. Yeah, why tie it back in with Avengers? Because eventually you have to write that into whatever they're doing movie-wise.
Well, they already started shooting Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and they introduced a new member of their team who's joining the Guardians. Her name is Mantis. She's one of the comic book characters, too. She kind of has, like, a morphing ability. She's green like Gamora. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting. I just want to see what's going to happen with that, and... We just need more crossovers. I don't care if they don't cross over with the Avengers. I just need to see people like Captain Marvel. She's in space. I need to see, what is his name? Jack Ryder, Nova from the Nova Corps be introduced with them. I mean, I need more crossovers. Crossovers are a huge selling point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Iron Man alone was huge. Captain America alone was huge. Thor alone was huge. When they put them in the Avengers, billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Billion dollar franchises. That's what they are. Teen movies sell.